Our greetings to everyone. It is now the middle of January, and as we think of the kind of world we live in today, there are many important events taking place. For instance, the recent election in Ukraine and the disputes over that election. The election in the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and soon after that, the terrorist act against the Israelis and the Israelis answering back. The coming election in Iraq and the security that is necessary to see that that election takes place. The inauguration of our own president soon, and the security that is required is greater than ever before in history. And then we have all the troubles in the Sudan. And it is said there are at least 26 wars going on around the world. So there are troubles. And then recently the earthquake and the tsunami in the Indonesian area. So the question is, how do we live in a world like this? We need a great God, and we need his help. So today we're turning to Psalm 46. If you have your Bible handy, please turn to that psalm and be ready to study the Word of God. Now let us bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you will now take it off the written page and put it into our heart by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and cause us to give glory to you and praise you and serve you. This is our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Now, the purpose of this psalm is to reveal who God is and what he does in comforting his people. So the first few verses here give us the reasons to trust God. God is our refuge, God is our strength, God is our present help. And through the storms of life, through the difficulties that come, we need to know our God, who he really is. Not the weakened God of contemporary theology, but the God of the Bible, the sovereign one, the Most High God, who rules over all his creation, over all people, and who is to be trusted. This is the only comfort we can find. Well, it is true that people seek their own places of comfort, seek to escape reality, devise their own escape mechanisms, but we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ turn to the Lord God for our help. First of all, then, the reason to trust God is that he is our refuge. Now, a refuge is a shelter, a place of safety. It is a fortress. A refuge is a fortress. And probably Martin Luther got the inspiration for writing the song, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," from this psalm. He is our refuge, a hiding place from danger, a place to protect, to aid and supply. For me, our home is a refuge. How many times I've been out away from home, driving maybe in heavy traffic, or in the rain, or the car isn't performing well, and I'm saying, "Lord, help me to get home." And when I'm home, I'm so thankful. Our home is a refuge. It's a place of peace and comfort. There is no anger. There is no conflict. It is quiet, peaceful, safe. I thank God for our home. It is my earthly refuge. But I thank the Lord that He is also my home. And I'm glad to be able to live with Him and have Him as my Lord and Savior. The reason to trust God is because He is our refuge. As you think about that right now in your life, are there troubles and difficulties, perhaps tragedy? Think of this. Through faith, we turn to Him. He is our refuge. Now the psalmist says, He is also our strength. God is our refuge and strength. Well, why do we need strength? We need strength because of our weaknesses. We need Him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Delight ourselves in the Lord. We have weaknesses that we cannot solve. We cannot carry out lots of problems or projects or difficulties. And we need the strength of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come to Him. Call on Him. It is the Lord's delight to strengthen us. And we need not to try to carry out life on our own, but we have His help promised to us. He is our refuge and our strength. Let us trust Him for it. Now the psalmist also says that He is a very present help in trouble. Now what does he mean by this? He means that God is daily. God is a present help. We do not need to wait for help. God is available through our Lord Jesus Christ, by faith, to come to Him for our daily needs, so that our confidence is in Him. Now, the psalmist makes a declaration. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Strong statement. And it's biblical. It's true. And we who turn to the Lord will not let fear conquer us or defeat us. Therefore, we will not fear, because God is our refuge, our strength, our present help. Now, the psalmist gets into some thoughts here about what might happen, what kind of difficulties and storms may come to us. Listen to this. though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its dwelling, swelling it is, though, T-H-O-U-G-H, sort of a hypothetical situation, what if, or he is saying, whatever happens, God is to be trusted. And he says, though the earth be removed, though the whole thing collapses and is no more, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Now, recently in Orange County and Los Angeles County, in the heavy rains, we have had some mudslides and hills sliding down on houses and streets. And so here's a realistic thing. Mountains being carried into the midst of the sea. In other words, the psalmist is saying, whatever catastrophe occurs, God is our refuge, our strength, our present help. He is to be trusted because he is in control. The recent problems in the Indonesian area came about by an earthquake, and God has always used earthquakes. God was in control of that earthquake, which raised the great tidal wave, the tsunami. God was in charge of that. He is in control. He is in control of every catastrophe, tragedy, difficulty, storm, trial, tribulation that can come. And we are to turn to him, and I want to refer to verse 1, where we read, God is our refuge and strength, and just stop at the first two words, God is. Think about that. God is. God is real. God does exist. God is there, ready. Now, there's a popular thing on TV and radio for talk show hosts and other people to say, and we are here for you. And in the Bible, we can learn that God is here for us. And we can trust him, because he is our refuge, our strength, our present help, no matter what might take place, through the worst catastrophe that could be, we could think of. God is here for us. Now, the second thing we learn in this psalm is that not only we have reasons to trust God, but we have the revelation of God's power in verses 6 and 7. Listen to this. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The nations raged, God spoke, and the earth melted. Oh, the power of the voice of God. It was the voice of God, the word spoken, that brought about creation. And in the New Testament, we learn that Jesus Christ spoke to a storm on the Sea of Galilee, and the waves stopped and the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. How did he do that? He spoke. And what that means is there is authority. When God speaks, there is authority, and no one can overcome that word. He speaks with authority to the creation. Now the nations raged. And we can think of that today around the world, the nations raging. And God will laugh at them in their futility because they are raging against him and against his power and against his control. His voice, his word, this Bible, is God's authority for our life. And here we have the revelation of his power. Now, a third thing in this psalm is the response to God's sovereignty. We have the reason to trust God, the revelation of God's power, and now the response to God's sovereignty, verses 8 through 11. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in two, burns the chariot into fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Well, now we have learned who God is and what he is doing. We have learned of his absolute sovereign control. How do we respond to God's sovereignty? Number one, we honor him as the creator. He and he alone is the creator. We are the creatures, human creatures, whom he has created for his own purpose and glory. This whole thing of creation and the human race is not about us. It's about our glorious God. Honor him as the creator. Secondly, honor him as the ruler, the sovereign one. He makes wars to cease. He breaks the bow. He burns the chariot in the fire. Honor him as he is. Thirdly, honor him through humble worship. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And we take that to mean, Lord, be exalted in me. Honor him through humble worship. Be still. What a word. Be still. It's interesting that in recent days I've been talking to two young men who want to be pastors, and the subject of pastors' wives came up, and I thought of the qualifications for a pastor's wife. And I communicated to them that the first qualification and requirement for a good pastor's wife is that she be still. Be still. Do not get involved in church politics. Do not take up the conflict when she hears criticism of her husband. Be still. Now, we all know what that means, but there's a greater meaning here than just taking this as verbal communication. Be still in your heart. Wait upon the Lord. Don't take matters into your own hands. Don't try to be the sovereign one. Don't try to play God. Be still in your heart before the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Inquire of Him and seek His wisdom and seek His leading and guiding. Honor Him through humble worship. If we don't do that, we are simply exercising human pride. The primary sin is pride. And the thing that God is doing is working and ministering in the Holy Spirit to remove our pride. Be still. Be still in your heart. Wait upon the sovereign God and give Him the glory due His name. He is our refuge, strength, present help. He is powerfully in control. He is our sovereign one. And remember that God is adequate. Whatever trial, trouble, difficulty, catastrophe, tragedy comes, our God is adequate to protect, to aid, to supply. In verse 4 in this psalm, we read, "There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God." And I take that to mean there is a river, a refreshing flow of the grace of God to His people. And that's where we live. In the river of God's grace. Respond to His sovereignty in humble worship. Heavenly Father, we pray now that this truth in this psalm will hit home to us and we will realize who You are and gladly, willingly, lovingly respond and gladly have You as our King and our authority. Work on our pride so that we do not try to take Your place, but live in humble worship of Your holy name. Amen.